With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says a very angry President Trump fired Erica McIntyre, the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, saying the jobs report for July recalculated downward by some 250,000, the BLS's initial estimates of employment for May and June. Economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says that the president aims to restore complete credibility to those government reports.
When we put out jobs numbers that are unreliable, that does damage to our economy. So many decisions we make in government and private companies hiring people are determinant by whether these numbers tell us. If they're telling us the wrong thing, we're going to make wrong policy decisions.
Liberals are still fuming that President Trump picked E.J. Antoni to head up the BLS. Moore is baffled by their anger.
I don't understand why they have this jihad against him. I mean, EJ is one of the top economists and statisticians in the country. He'd be perfect for this. And I talked to him many times about this. You know, he says we just have to get honest and accurate numbers.
Moore, the former Trump economic advisor, tells Salem Radio Network his former boss is simply trying to fix the problem. Former California GOP Congressman Pete Campbell says you can expect some big changes to California's election map.
What you want to do is take where you have pockets of Republicans and divide them, so you break them up. And where you have pockets of Democrats, you divide them as well in order to move them to where there are pockets of Republicans and make the numbers work so you have majority Democrats in more and more places.
He says Democrats hope to cut the number of GOP districts in California from 9 down to 3 or even 4. This is SRN News. Young people don't have much to do with church these days.
The latest poll from the American Bible Society finds that Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, are the least likely of all the generations to be a member of a local congregation or to be deeply involved if they are a member. ABS reports that less than 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans say they have a best friend at church, for instance, versus 25% of millennials, 26% of Gen X, and 31% of baby boomers and elders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey stepping down to join the Trump team as FBI co-deputy director. Bailey pursued numerous legal challenges against Democratic President Joe Biden's administration on policies ranging from immigration to transgenderism. He also advanced conservative causes in the state, threatening legal action against gyms over transgender policies. This is SRN News. Well, a new probe reveals the risk of railroads policing their own bridges.
The Howard Center for Investigative Journalism at Arizona State University found railroads can withhold bridge inspection results from the public, unlike highway bridges, which are inspected by government agencies that publish findings online. Railroad bridges are inspected by railroads themselves. That means there is no public access to inspections and minimal federal oversight. This secrecy has contributed to missed warning signs, delayed repairs, and bridge collapse. John Scott reporting.
At least one person has been killed, three injured in a blast at Moscow's Central Children's Store. Russian emergency services say a gas cylinder exploded on the third floor of the shopping mall. Two victims hospitalized. The building was evacuated. More details at srnnews.com.